Welcome to Unpleasant. We're actually going to start it by doing an introduction this week because we have taking time out of his busy travel schedule, international, intergalactic, Adam Jastic is here. Thanks for joining us, Adam.
Thanks for the wonderful... No, thank you, Josh, for having me.
So, Josh happened off... So, you know, when something happens outside of the show and then it needs to be introduced into the universe, even though it's already happened. It's already part of it. So that's... Anyway, I went to the post office and I was wearing... Like, I have a job. Like, I was wearing my work uniform and I had my name there. My real name is Jacob. It's not Milk. And... So I have like a return address on the thing that I'm sending. So there's two forms of written identification, and I was getting called Josh instead. Three times by this bitch. Three times. So I guess the only thing we could do is I'd brought it to my friends and they'd said, yeah, you're Josh now. And I guess that's pretty funny.
It's funny to us anyway, at the very least.
I know, I found the best like speed dealer, like Vic Mackey season one of The Shield sunglasses too. So it's really bringing the Josh character together.
There's nothing better when you want to sort of change up your identity a little bit than making your eyes just as beady as possible.
I'm glad you can't see me right now, Adam, because I was sitting here waiting for the call, just going, oh, well, I'm just in the room, so I'll just, like, you know, run a few tests on the recorder while I'm doing it. And I'm just put the glasses on and was just sitting here. So if anyone did hack into the camera in the computer and just it would have just been the most bizarre. I nearly took a screenshot of it to just go, this is the most horrifying. This is what you don't want to see on your computer screen. Fucking disgusting. But that's why we do an audio show.
That's right. Can you see me?
I can.
Because this is the first time I've ever used Skype on my phone. And so far I've managed to take about three screenshots of my face that look just terrible. Too close, not looking at the camera.
I can honestly say the phone cameras do not give an accurate representation of the face.
Thank God.
Have you seen, there's a really good GIF going around of, it's the same guy, but just the photos taken with different lenses and like focal lengths and things like that to show how much it changes. And it looks like a guy going from like my size to just like jacked in just because of the like... Well, like obviously he changed his poses like a little bit, but the structure of his face, it looks like it's a different face. Like it expands out wider and things like that. And it just shows how much it does just fuck with your head. When you're in bed and you accidentally click over to self, like front-facing camera, oof, when you see yourself and you're going, how can anybody love me?
Or when you just, even just when you're sitting.
Oh yeah!
Just when you're having a comfortable sit down.
If you've got to like, if you got your phone in your hand and you're resting it against yourself, like slightly, like the lower end of the phone, like against your stomach or against your leg or something like that, and so it's just a bad angle, like you're getting a half look up your nose and things. And I genuinely go, I don't trust my parents after that because I'm just like, what was wrong with them to produce this?
They've straight faced lied to you, telling you that you look normal. You're attractive.
Exactly. This is why, it was weird. Dad told me I was attractive all the time. He stopped when I turned 13. Yeah. Weird.
Then he stopped talking altogether.
That's Josh talking too, not... No, it's a good time to... I nearly made a post on the Facebook, but nobody cares about Facebook anyway. About making this like an announcement show for the future of Adam and Milk.
Yep.
For us doing the ultimate podcast move, which is to turn heel and just, but it can't be sudden. We can't just suddenly turn into villains. But
no, it's the slow turn.
Yeah, and that's it. We're guys like us, we don't have a choice in, like, it's not going to happen naturally. We're not like a Conor McGregor kind of guy we're not that kind of guy. It's not going to happen, but it could happen in a very slow way where we have to be very conscious of it and we have to make efforts, but it has to happen naturally as well. It's a, yeah, like you said, slow burn.
We have to make villainous decisions.
Which will happen with ease, because I just like the term turning heel. I think it's fantastic.
Mm. Mm. And the best heel turns in the professional wrestling realm were all slow turns.
Okay.
You know, they'd start to hint at things. They'd make a passing comment to a tag team partner. they'd start to show cowardice in the ring, take shortcuts.
All right. Bit of depth to these. See, this is great because, like,
definitely. It's got to have depth.
There's something about it. Like the people that I liked first interaction, and I mean not people, I mean like celebrities, comedians, that sort of thing. I ended up turning on musicians, but if I didn't like them, and they won me over slowly, I liked them more and more. And
that's right.
And I feel like becoming villains puts us in that position where we are unlikable, but we have to be make something good enough that they'll, you know, start to appreciate it.
Like a good anti-hero.
That's right. Adam and Milk, anti-heroes, the most progressive men in Wagga.
Definitely the most progressive men in Wagga, and that's essentially why I'm over here, is to spread that kind of progressive mindset across the planet.
You don't even need to try. All right, so since you've been away, I've purchased the the Spider-Man game on the PlayStation 4, and sure. I went in very excited. I thought, because I'm on a video game thing this last year, I've only played two games. But I've loved them both. I've really enjoyed it more than I have a lot of other. Anyway, it's rubbish. It's gay. Video games are gay. I know it. But it's one of those gay things you've got to. We all have a thing. Anyway. Played Spider-Man. And it is one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever played in my life. It's.
Really?
It's uncomfortable as in everything seems oddly stitched together. Like there are no links between it. Like nothing flows. It's just you do this activity now and now you do this activity. And it's like a loading screen in between. Yeah. And it's literally taken game mechanics from the Batman games, the very successful Batman games, and made them stiff and uncomfortable. And it is the most progressive game I have ever seen. So I love it.
Really?
Posh Josh.
Very progressive.
Here to promote. Beautiful.
Progression.
Yeah, I don't know. But here's the thing. All right, so it made a... It's a few things that have, like, triggered me. Where they have made J. Jonah Jameson, the guy who ran the Daily Bugle, Spider-Man's newspaper... into a right-wing podcast host, which you are subscribed to, and you have to, and it literally, like, it just plays while you're, like, doing things, and it has a thing to go into your options to unsubscribe. It's like, why would you do that and then have the little thing to tell me how to not do it? But it's as if it's, like, training you to go, you can make sure you don't subscribe to this sort of thing. And I'm just listening to him be a villain and I'm going, I agree with everything that he's saying.
So everyone by default is a right winger.
Yeah.
Which translates to evil.
Yes.
And we all have to make a conscious decision to tap out of that.
Yes. To be
but
better.
We're learning through that. Learning that through the Spider-Man realm.
Exactly. Where they are so progressive, like it's made very clear that they're not interested in promoting racism very early into the game. You know, I can't remember a specific example of that, but I remember just being made uncomfortable. And within 2 minutes of that happening, we hear, oh yeah, don't worry guys, you'll be spending the night going home in a paddy wagon. And I'm like, well, that's not very progressive, is it? To be just a paddy wagon. You know that the Irish were slaves to everybody. Like even the Africans enslaved the Irish for a while. The poor cunts.
Is that where paddy wagon? I've never even thought of that.
Yeah, that's a real, like, that's what I mean. It's when it's in the culture. That's why I don't trust people who are like, who judge people who are racist from 100 years ago. Because it's like, well, it wasn't a conscious thing. Yeah. It was just how things were. Yeah, you call it a paddy wagon. And then you break it down a little bit and you go, oh, wait, that's just because the Irish are criminals and drunks and are there, we had to create a special vehicle to transport them because they're fucking animals.
It's like why people between the ages of like 40 and 80 get a pass on Gook.
I don't know if they get it. Well, they get a pass from us. They get a pass from, because we're progressive.
I don't know if they'd get a pass in Vietnam, but
nah, probably not. Not the place to do it. Then again, they're probably not the ones to.
I don't think they would either. That's the thing. A real racist would, wouldn't they? Go and say, "Ah, you gooks."
Yeah, in the probably.
Middle of like Ho Chi Minh City, but they wouldn't do that because they're pretty good people, really.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, I have no idea. I've got nothing.
Oh, well, just an interesting couple of observations, I suppose, I've made. I just had my first glass of water in 2 days.
Have you not had water?
I just don't know. Just the routine's thrown off a little bit. Just got a headache and thought, fucking, what a bit of a headache at the moment. And then just tried to think of the last time I poured water out of a tap and drank it. And it was probably 2 days ago.
Jesus. Yeah, now that you mention just it, your lips are looking a little chapped. Usually I like to keep an eye on that sort of thing. But it's slipped under the radar.
Starting to wet them a little bit. It's funny what behaviours change. I got back on Twitter.
Oh, really?
I haven't looked at Twitter for like 12 months.
It's a very, any social media thing, it's very interesting, the differences, especially if you have like just looked at Instagram and then gotten used to that sort of thing and then you switch over, you go, what the fuck is this? Anytime you reintroduce something, you get a real honest look.
Yeah. And obviously, I'm seeing the same people because that's who I follow, but it's the same people saying the same boring shit.
I know. That's what I mean. Like, that's what I mean.
Jim Jeffries.
Mm.
He said, I've never met somebody without a TV that I liked.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah. You must be terrified of conversation.
Talking about anything other than being a deviant and a drug addict, I guess?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. That's
I've
bizarre.
Never met anyone who cheats on their wife with fat women on the road that I've liked.
See, that's the thing. If we were cunts, we'd be replying with that, and then we'd take a screenshot of that and then promote it on our page as like, oh, look at us. No, we don't want to do that.
No, that's not even what a heel would do.
No. A heel talks about that's it on their podcast and we form that's a right. secret group and laugh at them.
There's another thing. I'm just going to show you this through the camera, but I will put it on the Adam and Milk Facebook page.
Oh, good.
But in this Airbnb that I'm staying at, the person who owns it have made Bitmojis and then printed them out and framed them.
You're kidding.
A bit weird, but...
Okay, so...
whatever, but...
Maybe, do people even know what Bitmojis are? Like, that's a real... Like, social media users, not even everyone on Snapchat has a Bitmoji.
True.
That's fucking weird.
If you've got... But anyone who has Snapchat would have at least seen...
That's true, yeah. Yeah, so they're just like a weird little animated character that people make.
Yeah, it's like a... Like a what an were they called on the new avatar? It's an avatar, but this one in particular, I think, is like a bizarre combination of Adam and Milk in one. And I'll show you what I mean by this. This is I'm just working out how to turn my camera here. Let's have a look at that.
Give me one sec. I'm just getting a loading screen. Okay, that's fucking weird. Is it? Why? Yeah, of course I'm bald, but you know. But it does kind of look.
But I mean, I think it's like a possibly an Adam and Milk super fan.
If I think what you should do is go into our Snapchat things and like take a little screenshot of our Bitmojis to put up with the photo of this one to see if people agree.
Good call.
Because that's...
And I mean, it looks like... it looks like the only feature of yours that I've taken from there is the bald head. And that might seem unfair, but you might not have been able to see it through the camera, but there's also a big chode at the front of his pants. So...
I'm glad it evens out.
So that was what pushed me. That was me going, yeah, that's definitely a combination.
Oh, fucking hell.
Just something.
Adam Jastic.
Just something bizarre that I have to look at every single time I'm in the kitchen in here.
That's good. I'm glad that they've thought about that and put that in there. That's fucking weird. Adam's joining us from Austria at the moment.
Yep, from Graz in Austria.
He's been away for a bit over a week now. He's just checking in. Just showing commitment to the show, which I like. Because, you know, if you're on holiday.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to check in, definitely. I know it's not the most convenient of circumstances, but I feel like I have a duty in a way.
And that's like, I was thinking about this the other day where I'm like, because we're pretty loose about our schedule for the show, which is good. Mm. And I'm like, this is good, but it's good that we're making an effort to sort of do one a week at least and like trying to up that and everything. And I'm like, oh yeah, so it's like any highly skilled... this is the most pompous shit I'm ever going to say. So I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to finish it. That's it. Done. Moving on. Retarded thought. Let's get... Actually, so I borrowed a carpet cleaner from somebody and say I was reading the instructions.
You've been spitting on the floor again while you're playing PlayStation.
I've just been letting out small amounts of piss onto the carpet because I don't want to go to the bathroom. I'm reading the instructions for this like carpet cleaner, and I don't know why I was reading like the safety things, but one of the safety things was do not use if you have impaired mental capacity. Or like all these other things, and I'm just like, they've just figured out a way to say don't be no retards.
Yeah.
They've just made it a bit more wordy.
Do you think that's so they don't get sued if someone sprays it in their mouth or something?
Yeah. I think then as soon as, and there must have been a few bad things happen where companies have gotten sued, yeah. and then they've all just went, all right, let's just think of every, let's just cover all the bases.
Yeah. So obviously you had to put it back on the shelf then.
Yeah. Not bad. Diminished mental capacity, correct.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what makes the show, though, is my slow unraveling as I go from local hero to local villain to, well, we don't know yet.
Ultimate slow burn, slow turn.
Slow turn, That's poor. That's very, very poor. No, but we... sorry, you're up.
I think the quality of this show should be thought of second to anyone who's listening to this. And really, they should just be applauding us for you being awake at 2 a.m. and me being 14,000 kilometers away and still checking in with the Adam and Milt universe.
Yeah, we're doing our bit. That's if we're at work, we're committed to making it better so that in a few years' time, we can do something top quality with even less effort. It's honing That's the skills.
The cosmic kahuna.
Oh, thank God you came out with that. It was getting just like too weird. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I've had a realization. Like I said, I wanted to make this like an announcement show. So the announcement being our heel turn, which is we're just gonna just listen out for, which you've already heard parts of, because you know we say some things that we mean sometimes, but most of it is stuff we don't mean because it's funny, and that's how it sort of has to be. But it'll just sort of, I don't know, keep an eye on it, we'll see what happens, because that's just the mindset that we're going into at the moment. So we've announced that.
The first ever pre-announced heel turn.
That's right. Well, I don't know anyone else who's done that before.
No. Chris Jericho never came out and said, I'm turning heel this next show.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out.
Because, well, and now we can do it, though, because what else?